Rosh and Ois Chaf Aleph. Again, the connection between the 2 points is fascinating to think about. A person shouldn't speak between when he washes the Tilsa Daim and Hamoitzi. V'yakdim Shalom Acholodim. A person should be makdim Shalom. He should always greet somebody before the person greets him. He should be makdim. So the first half of the Shalom, what's the connection to the 2 parts of the Rosh? Just get the basic halachic point of the first half of the Rosh. First half of the Rosh, there's 2 shitas brought down in halacha. The more is a takev and a tila suda. The Gemara is a take on the Tilas Yadayim Suda. So, what's that referring to? There's the 2 shitas, and the way it's brought down in Halacha, there's 2 shitas. And the Mos Sadikar Minig is the Morgan Ram Sadikar Minig is the Kulo. You're allowed to talk then. So I says the Chashash is Hesek Hadas. Chazal don't want you talking then because of Chashash of Hesek Hadas. Because if you wash your hands and you're Masiyah Das, then you have a problem with your Techa Suda. We're not worried about Hesech Das. You have to keep your hands clean because you're eating. From the Tila till the Suda, there's a problem. But Mikra Din Dibur is Mutter. Mikra Din Dibur is Mutter then. As long as you wouldn't be Masiyah Das. Therefore, the Magen Rama says that's the way that's our meaning to have salt on the table. Because the sultan is the katreg, because we're sitting there not talking to the Torah, and because then really it's mutter to talk to the Torah, just we're afraid. So the sultan can be makatreg, so we put salt to be as a simon of a bris melach to protect us from the sultan being makatreg b'shas ma'isa. So mikra then it's mutter to talk then. So the rosh hashit is passing the local ma'isa mikra then it's mutter to do that. It's a chumra not to. And the Lashon of the Torah, when the Torah brings it down, the Torah says that Ovid Daniel Rosh was noyig not to talk. That's such a Lashon. To me, the hell was only... And that's at the Rosh. They want to suggest that the Rosh is saying, even so, but Hakdom Shalom is Mutter. Even though you can't talk, the minhag is not to talk then, it's not a good idea to talk then, but to be Makdom Shalom, the Chol Adam, that's okay, the Rosh is saying.
And it's not absent?
It's not considered a absent. Right. Okay, because Mikra Din is Mutter to talk then. You're allowed to talk then, Mikra Din. Nadi Behuda, in one of his Shabbos Hagadol drushes, so he went through a list of different things that people keep and they think is halacha, but it's not really halacha. Things which are really halacha, which people don't keep. So one of the examples that he gives over here is this din over here, talking between the Tila and the Suda. He says, Mikra Din is Mutter, you're allowed to talk. You can't talk, shh. Right, you know, and other things, places where you talk and not talk, people do talk. So that was one of the examples that he gave, is this halacha, this point over here. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Chaim Kanevsky brings in his pirush on the Orchis Chaim, he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Kol shu take it from the Tilas Yadayim Suda, in a Sata Mekatrik Ba'isa Suda." If there's no hefsek between the Natila and the beginning of the meal, then the Sata is not Mekatrik Ba'isa Suda. But if there's...
Where is it
selected? Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says that there's such a musig. So the Rosh in his introduction to the Orchis Chaim, Ve'elad Devorb Shizar Behem Loser Mimokshe Movis V'le'orba Arachai. These are things that people should be careful to stay away from, things which are dangerous. The Mokshe Movis, the Movis for the Neshama, right? And Le'orba Arachai. So the Rav Katzel Sarnan and Iyunim points out this is Mokshe Mavis. That's all he says. Pashi means the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is saying that if a person talks, then potentially there's a mokum for something to be makatrik against the person. The Aktim Sholem is that's the Leor Barachayim. So you have both elements here in the ois.
Why should something be makatrik?
So what's this kitrik of the Sultan? Just to say a hezber in the kitchen of the sultan, you know, a suggestion of a hezber. There's a question more why we're not till Yadayim. Because our Masaka and the Tils Yadayim, Ikid in the Tils Yadayim, Rishon the Kana was a lock for Truma. So one shot in the more is Al Tzrach Truma. In order that they should be right, we're all going to do it for Truma, therefore we have it in another Tila. And the second reason is Lakiyas, or the Kud of Lakiyas, the Marset. The Maisa, It's not clear how we, what, in the Pesach, that itself is not clear what the Pesach is. But Yerushalmi, I think, is adding that to say that Stam, because the person wasn't Makon Asrach Tumah, the person wasn't careful on the keys, that there should be a Sasha Zakana, difficult to understand. The Nusach Tefillah is Alatil Sidayim. There's a Rashi, but the Rashi was actually talking about in the morning. The Rashi says that the Natil which we wash in the morning, so he wants to know, is there a halacha of Kli? Is there a halacha you have to wash with a Kli? So the Zohar says a person has to wash to take off the raw. That's clear. That needs a Kli. But leaving that aside, you know, that's not the seed of the teal which we have in the morning. It's not both the Rashi and the Rosh. Then that wasn't the din of the teal. That's a separate din. It's either the Rosh is because of the Kiyas. The Rashi does not learn it's because of the Kiyas. The Rashi says that the pshat is that the same way a person, when he comes, the Kohen, when he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, would wash his hands to indicate he's dedicating himself to do a vodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person, at the beginning of his day, by washing his hands, what he's really doing is showing that he's dedicating himself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the day. So just like over there, there was a halacha, you were noital from the kiyur, from a kli. So over here, there's a halacha of kli also. So maybe the pshat in the Yerushalmi is that a person has an atilas yudayim before the suda, he's been conveyed the tachlis of the suda. In other words, the fact that he's neutral from a kli and there's a whole process, it's me'ain that an atila that a person does when he's going to avoid it. So a person's shulchan could be as makam avoid to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or it could be a place which is molei kitzayit. So a person who's kaveya badavka that he washes and then he eats the meal, he's setting a tenor and a tone for how he's supposed to eat. That's what Yerushalmi is saying. So a person who's kaveya that's what he's doing. If he's not kaveya that, there's a malkum with the satan and a kachik. A person's eating just for eating, whatever he's doing, that's a dangerous place for a person to be. I don't know. Okay.
What?
Now, comes that the Russian says that even though I'm telling you that the din of tekev l'natila suda is so important because it's a makam kitru b'shas sakana, even so be mafsik to be makam shol mechalav. That's the Chiddush Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying that I already told you I told you when I made a Gatzah Musa Shmuz, I told you that the Sakana and the people who were Nifter and the Gatzah, and I said, okay, now the Goy walks in, Martin Shalom Cholod. Right? Like the janitor walks in, right? The cleaning lady walks in, you know, you just wash your hands, like the Rosh, good morning, how are you? That's Satan Rosh. That's the point of the Rosh. The Rosh is, I want you to understand, I want you to give you a backdrop of what it means to be matam shalom cholod. Here I am, and I'm worried about the sudden endangering my life and my family and Klal Yisrael. They got some isa, but the matam shalom for the pasha to goy. That's what I think the hamshach of the rosh is. The nakuda of the telem alakim. I mean that there's a chiyuv. There's a that I always respond. The more it says, "I'm in love with Rechem and Zakeh," I can't get it out of my mind. Rechem and Zakeh, "I'm in love." The more it says, the more in Sukkah, the more in Bavasu, the more it says, "I'm in love." There was nothing that he didn't learn, and then more makes a list of everything that he learned. He knew everything. He learned everything there was. It's five lines long in the Gemara. What he learned. He was a Gadol Hador. He was a person who was dealing with Klai so after the Chur. The more says he had, that he had 80 talmidim, which were 30 of them which were roy to that the chamas, he's walking in the street. So picture Rishach, Tzatzal, walking in the street, with all of a sudden him around him, and there's a Filipino guy pushing somebody in a wheelchair, and he would chop a voice, good morning. He would come, "Good morning." The Chazanish is walking. Klai Yisrael is resting on the Chazanish. Nechaz and Isha sit there thinking and learning, and he has this Tamidim talking to him, he's walking with the Gatsa Rash over there, Rebbe Bear's walking with the Gatsa Rash over there, and the Polish poyer, the peasant over there, walks by, and he chaps away, good morning. I can't get the picture out of my mind. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, nobody beat him to the worst, nobody ever beat him. Now, I don't know about you, but I would probably have tried, because see who chaps, right? It didn't work. They tried, it didn't work. You know, nowadays we say, I didn't notice you, I was busy, I was thinking, you know. So there's a maestro, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish used to say hello to everybody. Somebody asked, he would go and a big smile. Like, the whole thing, he said, listen, he said the following. He says, I don't know, my eyesight isn't good. I can't see in the street who's coming towards me. I have no idea who it is. He says, Chas v'sholem, maybe it's somebody that I know and I'm supposed to greet. And it'd be belated if I don't agree to greet them. So, I don't want to make him... He says, oh, because he's upset with me, and he didn't, he had a tightness in me. And, you know, the truth is, I didn't notice him, didn't see him. But he's going to think, you know, we make cheshbonos, we make a whole shtickle terror, like what the Rashiv one time looked at me and said, but the nose like this, Bistama, he is, he's going to do this, and I'm going to say this, you know, the whole thing, you know. He said, I can't afford that, so therefore he was makbid to make sure that nobody ever, he missed anybody. Just in case it was somebody that would feel bad. So he wasn't mad to show the Cholodim vice to vice, you know, I don't know. But that else the din Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but that musig that maybe somebody would be belated. He forced himself to it should be in his consciousness. You know, the Chazon Ish could have been against finding an excuse of being, you know, for trach to learn. You know, the stories they have with Rav Shach about, you know, being for trach to learn, you know, all the stories. The Chazon Ish could have done the same thing. But he couldn't afford it. He couldn't afford it because, you know, there's somebody out there who could... I have to tell you, it's a fascinating thing, the Nakuda of being Makdim Shalom, giving somebody a smile, giving somebody a greeting, just... And I grew up, I'm a Telzer, you know, so it tells the Nakuda of an Hagas Adam, of a certain covet, a certain... bearing, which a way a person carries himself. But one of my older chaverim told me, he was learning in Chicago Tells shortly after it opened. It had to be because it opened up in 1960, and Ramoto Katz was after 1964. So Ramoto came, and when they opened it, there was much a branch of the yeshiva, and then Ramoto used to come. So he was a ninth grade bacher. And the Ramoto Katz, the Rosh Yeshiva, is walking by. And this is Tells. Remember Tells, like, you know, Ramoto was like, I mean, Kol Kula Malchus. And Ramoto is walking up the stairs, and he's going down the stairs, and he doesn't say good morning to the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rosh Yeshiva stops and says, Vurai good morning. Like, where's your good morning? He doesn't say good morning to me. I don't deserve a good morning. I'm not a human being. Like, the guy says, like, you know, I don't know what he wanted from me. I'm a ninth grader. I'm supposed to say good morning to Rosh Hashiva. Like, you know, but, yeah. And I can't count that the Rosh Hashiva stopped him and asked him. It's not Nishtazay Tutman. There's a Musa saying good morning to people. And so I remember my rebellion, you know, there was a Musa, you walk down the hallway. I give him a little conversation. Good morning. You didn't interrupt. The boy, good morning. Everybody said good. They said good morning. And I'm talking about Gifter. I'm talking about, they it was a Musa. I'm happy to see you. I want to say hello. And I can't say I put a smile to my face every single time that it happened. I can't tell you, wow, and it changed my life, and all the stories like we said yesterday, you know, and therefore I decided to go to the Chinuch. I'm not going to say that. But I look back, and it definitely made a message, you know, that the Rosh Hashiva noticed us, that he cared about us. Like that I try and do it with my Talmidim, you know, and the yeshiva also. And some kids, you know, the Beis Medrash guys, it's easy. But the high school kids, like, you know, high school boy, 7:30 in the morning, he's coming at the chakras. He's not interested in saying good morning to anybody. Good morning, he doesn't notice you. It's, you know, as far as he's concerned, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. You know, like, I get that many times. But I still get to say good morning, you know. Let's tell you a fun, funny story. I have a fascinating... I'm a real out-of-towner. I like doing this when I go in town, just to see the people's reaction. Do I know you? You know, like that type of thing. So I did this once. I was in Far Rockaway for for dinner. So I stayed overnight. So next morning, I usually take a walk in the mornings. So I was right by the boardwalk. So it was springtime, so it was nice out. The beach isn't open until 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. So great, I'll take a walk on the boardwalk. 6 o'clock in the morning, I went for a walk on the boardwalk. It was Mamas Kvaldik. And there's people going. I said good morning to every person I saw. Every person that I saw answered good morning to me. All the goy. It's in New York, remember? It's in New York. It was a Farak, okay, but it's New York. Every single person responded back with a smile. They had a, except for one guy didn't, and I realized afterwards that the guy was way out there in the different Olamas, and it was probably much safer that I didn't say anything to him. I shouldn't have said that. You know, just keep going, Reingold. You know, he shouldn't notice you, right? But other than that, every single I was like, Nispal says, 3 hours from now, I'm going to walk in Broadway, Manhattan, and the same guy's going to walk by the second morning. He's going to look like I'm crazy. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, when people are not in a rush, every single person gave me back a smile and said good morning back. Because they enjoy being noticed. So Shimon does that. Every single guy that I saw. Right? People were on bikes, people were on skateboards, people were walking, running, jogging, everything. It was like, you know, it's evolving. I have too much time to think because business saying good morning to everybody. But it's such a powerful thing. You can almost put a smile on somebody's face. You can put a smile on somebody's face. I noticed you. Kavacharim or Rebbe? A Rebbe carries such a powerful thing. It's a powerful weight of a Rebbe to say hello to a boy who walks in the hallway. A powerful thing. And, you know, now, it's also a powerful thing to a Talmud to say hello to a Rebbe. You know, that's the chinuch which tells we had that second half of the chinuch. They were tebeos, say good morning to me. Because that tells they could do such a thing like that, you know, say good morning to me, you know. They weren't being makban on their own, they were makban on their being mechanuch. So that's hard nowadays, I think, to know to say good morning to me, you know, like, but it'll become a joke. Good morning, Rebbe. You know, like, but and then Kabbal Karmer, I think, you know, the final point was, you know, it's our wives. You walk in the door, you come home, you know, you're in a rush, she's in a rush. You know, the second before you walk in the door, you stop for a second, you put a smile on your face, and say, it's so nice to see you. Well, you say the words or not, but you walk in the door, you know, and you give that message across. I'm so excited, I'm so happy to see you. Get busy, whatever it is, but that smile on your face, you remember, you don't want a chassadim. Everyone a chassadim, I learned my chassadim on Shalom Bayis with them. It's one thing I tell them is train yourself. It's actually brought down in the Sakali books. You know, you can train yourself to do certain motions, bring certain reactions. And what, you know, you make associations of a person. You know, every time he's happy, he does a certain motion, he can do the motion, he'll become happy. That's how our minds work. So I want to train yourself when you do this, smile. Train yourself when you turn the doorknob, you smile. Because you're walking into the house, you're greeting somebody. So that if you do it enough times, it comes almost automatic. You walk in the door, you have a smile on your face. It's a training which we can do. And, you know, it's like how to decide. It's a major measure. I told Chassanim, I said, you want to make a Kabbalah before it's a day of tshuva, it's a Yom Kippur. So you want to make a Kabbalah. Yom Kippur, you make Kabbalahs. So you should make a Kabbalah. So you make two Kabbalahs. One in the Bidon Lamalkim, one in Bidon Lachavera. If you want to make, my suggestion for Bidon Lachavera, I said, my suggestion is you should smile at your wife when you walk in the door. He says, I think it's a phenomenal thing that everybody can do. You get used to the Muslim. It's a phenomenal Kabbalah. It's a big Kabbalah. It's a difficult Kabbalah. Get used to it. Once you get used to it, it becomes much easier. If it don't look, I mean, you know, each person has their own thing.